Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to take a look at St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, where he unfolds for us first what he sees as God's purpose and plan for our lives. And in seeing God's purpose and understanding what the Lord has done for us, our minds get renewed, our hearts get strengthened, and we're made capable of facing any and every kind of trial that might come our way. We continue, friends, to live through a trial, a difficult time in the history of our country, the history of the church, a difficult, a humiliating, and a challenging time for the church, but also a great test for the wider society. I think a certain level of judgment that the Lord is permitting to have happen on the broader culture as well, and revealing our divisions and revealing really our inability, our need for Him. Let me put it that way in a nutshell. Before I don't want to go too far down a bunny trail in that, but I want to jump into the passage. But literally, what the Lord wants for us is to, He wants to get our attention. He wants us to be still and know that He's God. He wants us to live from Him more fully. Each and every one of us, He wants to feed us. He's not just standing there at a distance with His arms folded, disappointed, expecting you and me to do it on our own and to get our act together. He's near to us. He's with us in our pain, in our suffering, in our fear, in our confusion, in our discouragement. He's here. And one of the most important things we can do, friends, is to have times each day of solitude, of silence, in the silence of our hearts so we can hear the Lord. We can talk to Him. We can abide in Him. We can nourish within the truth of who we are in Christ, what He's done for us, what He's done in us. He wants to put us on solid ground and to know that we have nothing to fear. You can see with the apostles their fearlessness. We know that probably you've heard many teachers or preachers over the years say, 365 times in the Bible it says, be not afraid. One for every day of the year. Certainly Jesus said it again and again. And He knew exactly the trials of human life. He knew all the obstacles that could come our way, all the tragedies, all the fearful possibilities. He knew them. He said, be not afraid. In this world, you're going to have tribulations. You're going to have trials. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. This is a slight momentary affliction. Yeah, it's painful. Look at the pain that He endured. But nothing can separate us from the love of God and God's plan and purpose for us. And in the midst of every trial, the body of Christ is meant to be living in and from the Lord in a way that we are light. We're a light, we're salt, we're helping a world that's really frightened. And the world will get super frightened if they don't believe in Christ and don't have hope for eternal life. If this is all there is, this world, they're going to be carrying a weight that's impossible for them to bear. It'll be a crippling, heavy darkness, hopelessness. And they're going to fight to preserve their dream here on earth in some way. All of us get tangled in that a bit. But the Christian is meant to live with a renewed mind. And what Paul is doing in writing to the Ephesians, and he's helping them understand what Christ has done for them and what that means for them now. So we ended with chapter 1, verse 10 yesterday. I'm going to pick it up here at verse 11. He said, in Him that's in Christ, according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of His will. That's a mouthful. Okay. According to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things, it's God in heaven, according to the counsel of His will, God the Father. We who first hoped in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. Lots of people today have lost significant things in their life. Maybe they've lost a job, lost a dream that they had because of where the economy's going. The sense of purpose may be gone. What's Paul reminding us of here? We who first hoped in Christ. What's hope? Hope is a theological virtue infused, given to us in baptism. Faith, hope, and love, the three theological virtues that give us the grace to be able to, in faith, to see God, to see who Christ is, to believe in him, to trust in him. Hope is the confident expectation that what I see in Christ, his victory over the powers of sin and death, his glory at the right hand of the Father, who he is and all that he's promised, hope tells me, gives me confidence that what he has said to me and what he's given to me are truly mine. And that right now, in this world, they change me if I trust in them. Maybe it's not the clearest way to say that. Hope changes us. Faith changes us. Because it really does produce in us a confidence. I know what a purposeful life looks like. I know the purpose for which I was made, the ultimate purpose for which I was made. And I know where my life is headed. Right now, it looks could look a little cloudy. We could have real disappointment. It may not be clear at all in terms of our next step, in terms of job or career or relationships. And it's genuinely troubling. The great thing about Christianity is it's not a fantasy world. It's not escapism. It's characterized by a profound realism. The reality of suffering in this life. The reality of the crushing disappointments. We have a realistic view. We're not looking for something ultimate from a world that could never give us something ultimate. Everything's contingent. And everything's broken. So as a Christian with a Christian mind, I love the gift of life God has given to me. I love the good creation that he's made. I'm meant to bring something here from him to the world and to live in it faithfully with the life that he's given to me. But I never look for life on earth to be heaven. It's not. It will always be full of disappointments. It'll always be full of divisions and wars and rumors of wars and sickness and disease. Jesus said it would. The apostles lived through it. But Paul is speaking from the reality of what he experienced, not just the teaching he received from Jesus, but how that teaching, the reality of the power that Jesus put in him, how it transformed him. So we who first hoped in Christ, who live from that confident expectation of the fulfillment of our life and destiny, we know, Paul said, that we are destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. Okay, destined. We have a destiny. You have a destiny. It's very easy in this fallen world that's filled with shadows and disappointments to get lost and to feel like I don't know where my life is headed. I don't know what my destiny, my ultimate destiny is. And we can drift and be subject to counterfeits, spiritual counterfeits even, that don't correspond to our dignity and who we are as sons and daughters of God. So we're destined by God, and we're appointed. So God has appointed you personally in Christ, in your baptism, when he purchased you, and your life is no longer your own, and he took away your sin, and he gave you power to become a child of God, and he gave you a share in the divine life. He's 100% committed to you. It was not a one-time deal. He united himself to you. You got united to him. We all got united to him in baptism into the body of Christ. And all of us who are in that body, we're members of the family of God, and we have a destiny on us. We're marked. And we have an appointment from God. God has appointed us. The creator of the universe has appointed us to do what? To live for the praise of his glory. The glory is the renown of God, the weight of his majesty, his power, his is just it's not easy to describe it for what it is. Words fall short. But we glory in God, in God's plan, in God's purposes, in God's act of salvation through Jesus, in his free gift and offering the precious life of his son Jesus and uniting us to him. We give praise for how he's lifted us from hopelessness to the promise of eternal life, to real hope. And it begins now because we share in his life. Paul goes on, he said, in him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. So Paul is saying, you've heard the truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. In Jesus, in his words, is revealed the truth about God, the truth about man, man's condition, the truth about the situation of creation itself, the battlefield that we live on. He revealed the truth through the gospel, he said, the gospel of your salvation. What saves you? The gospel. What's the gospel? It's the good news about Jesus. It's the good news of the new life that's been born in Christ, the new creation that's in him. It's the good news that he disarmed the principalities and powers. He brought them down. He made a public show of them, and he made it possible for us to be free from the dominion of darkness, and he's brought us into the dominion of the kingdom of God. So again, Paul, in him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him. You believed in him. It's a gift from God. It's really faith and hope together. You believed in him, and then you love him. You come to know him, you hope in him, and then you love him. So he's saying, we have believed in him. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who's the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So when you believed in baptism, you were sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise of the Father, as Jesus described it, was given to you. And the promise is a share in his life. And the Holy Spirit is a down payment of the full inheritance that you know is coming for you. It's sharing in the kingdom. It's sharing in what belongs to the firstborn, to Jesus. And he's giving it to you, his younger brother, his younger sister, to share in his eternal glory for all time. That's the heart of what Paul's after. That's what you've received. That's who you are. Friends, let's live in it and let's bear that treasure. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.